Good evening, everybody. We're very glad to see you at the Gospel Service tonight for a special Parents' Night for the end of the season at the Children's Bright Hours meeting. We're glad to see all that have been able to join with us. We're going to commence as we sing the hymn 692, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. So we'll ask you to stand as we sing together, please. That was very good singing. It's a lovely gospel hymn, reminds us of the love of the Lord Jesus for us. We're going to pray together. We'll just bow before the Lord, bow our heads, close our eyes, still our hearts. We're going to ask the Lord to give you help tonight as you take part in the meeting and every part of the service. And our brother Robert, when he'll come a little later to speak to us as well, that he's going to feel at home in the meeting tonight and know the help of God as he brings the gospel to us. So let's just pray together. Father, we bow before thee in our Saviour's name, thankful for the privilege that we have to enter into your presence. We ask for your help just now in prayer, come upon us by your Spirit. We ask for your help right through the meeting. We want to thank you for the one of whom we've been singing. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, the one that is thy beloved Son and our Saviour. We're glad that we can say what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. We rejoice that he's the friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Our prayer, Father, would be that all of these children and young people, and each one in the service, all that are listening tonight as well, that they would know the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. Pray that each one would be able to tell and testify that they know Christ personally that he's come into their heart, washed away their sins. I want to thank you, Father, for both of the children's bright hours. Thank you for the meeting here in the church, the meeting down in Killaloe. We thank you for the leaders and all the workers. We praise thee for their faithfulness and their diligence week by week. And we thank you, Father, for every meeting held, even since last September. We want to pray that the word of God that went forth will yet bear fruit. We thank you for those that have been spoken to, those that have been saved, even during this past week. And we want to pray, Father, that you'll speak on. You've assured us that if we cast our bread upon the waters, it shall return unto us after many days. If we train up a child in the way it should go, then when it's old, it will not depart therefrom. Remember all of these children and young people. We thank you for their presence in the house of God tonight. We pray that you'll bless them in this meeting, and we ask thee to make them a blessing to us, even as they participate. Encourage the leaders. We pray that their prayers will be answered, even in the service tonight, and that you would speak to the saving of souls. We thank you for parents and friends and family members that are gathered, for each one that has come along. Pray that each one in the meeting tonight, Father, will know your presence, that will be conscious we're in the house of God. Prepare us even for the message that our brother will bring a little later. Give him help tonight. Thank you for his ministry. Thank you for his obedience to the will of God, the many openings that you've given to him all across the land. Continue to use him. And we pray, Father, that you'll help him tonight. Pray he'll be an instrument in your hand in this meeting. Pray that you'll speak through our brother, especially to the boys and girls. Teach us from your word. And Lord, we're mindful of our city. Keep your hand upon this city. Pray for the blessing of God. We pray it'll be a city that has a love for the things of God. Pray that all across this city that there'll be the fear of God and an ear for the gospel, for the teaching of the scriptures. We're mindful, Father, especially in our prayers tonight, of those families in this city that have been so tragically bereaved in circumstances, even through the night. We ask thee to be near to those families. We pray that they'll find comfort in thyself and in the things of God. We pray that standing somewhere in the shadows, they might find the Saviour. And Lord, how you've warned us again of the brevity of life, the uncertainty of tomorrow, the great need to be ready for eternity, to know that it's well with our soul. And Lord, we pray that you might even speak through these events all across this city. We pray that they might be the means even of warning many of their need to turn to the Lord even at this time. So we ask you to hear our cries. Lord, give us help. We need your help tonight. We acknowledge that. May we know the anointing of the Spirit even that our Savior had, that we read of in the scriptures this morning. Anoint us, Father, to serve thee tonight, and especially for the setting forth of your word. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank you all for coming along to the service tonight. We're delighted to see each one, especially the children and the young people. We always look forward to this night. It's one of the highlights for us in the church calendar, to have the boys and girls participate from both of the children's meetings. And we know that you have been working very hard over the last number of weeks on the programs and the practices as you've prepared. So we're looking forward to hearing you take part tonight. So we're going to ask the church bright hour if they would come first and bring their program to us just now, please.
We have had a great time at the Children's Bright Hour, singing, crafts, memory verses, games, and learning about God, the stories from the Bible. Firstly, we heard the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Through this story, we learned to...
All God's children have hard times. God helps his children to live for him wherever they are. God rules over everything, everyone, everywhere.
We also heard stories about Jesus' life on earth, how he healed a paralyzed man, how he calmed the storm and met a Samaritan woman.
Through hearing these stories and many more, we know that Jesus can forgive your sins. He is Lord of all. Eternal life is a gift from God, and good works cannot give you eternal life.
The gift of God is eternal life through
have been learning about God's wonderful salvation. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 7, John chapter 4, verse 9, God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 7, ye must be born again. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
When Jesus was on earth, he said, I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Thank you very much, everybody. That was really great. A great blessing to our hearts, and lovely to hear everybody taking part. So we're going to ask the Killalea meeting if they'll come up now and bring your program to us. Come ahead.
This year we have been learning about the life of Moses and the early life of Christ on earth. We have learned about God's love for us, and we are going to begin by singing, Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us.
Behold. Memory verses this year have been from John chapter 3. These verses tell us of God's love for us that he sent his only son to die on the cross so we can have forgiveness for our sins.
Our lessons on the life of Christ reminded us of the importance of Jesus' birth and ministry. When Jesus was here on earth, he taught important lessons about faith, obedience, kindness, and God's love for sinners. He lived a perfect, sinless life so he could be a sacrifice for our sin when he died on the cross.
We thank God for sending Jesus to be our Saviour. He has done a wonderful thing in sending Jesus to save us from our sin so that we can have eternal life in heaven with him whenever we die.
The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
In our lessons about Moses, we have learned how his journey took him from a humble beginning as a baby in a basket to a privileged upbringing as a prince in Egypt. He was then forced to run away and spent many years in the desert before God called him back to Egypt to free his people from slavery.
God prepared Moses in a very unique and special way to be the shepherd that would lead God's people from slavery to the promised land. His life is a wonderful example to us of trusting in God and following his leading.
Moses had some very difficult times in his life in order to lead God's people. The Israelites were not always easy to lead, especially through the wilderness, but Moses always stayed obedient to God.
As they journeyed through the wilderness to the promised land, God was always loving and faithful. He guided and protected his people and always provided them in a very special way.
God always had a plan for Moses throughout his life, even though it may have been difficult to see at times.
God has a plan for each one of us, and it is perfect.
We have learned many things from the life of Moses this year. We know that God has a plan for each one of our lives if we have our faith and trust in him. We must listen to and obey God's word to know his plan for our lives, and God's love for us will never change.
Well done, everybody from Killalea as well. Thank you for the blessing that you have been to us tonight also. We've really enjoyed getting a summary from both groups of all that you've learned in the meetings since last September. That has been very interesting. We're encouraged by all the lessons that you've learned from the scriptures. And we thank you for the clear presentation of the gospel that you've made to us tonight, both in the things that you've said, the verses you've recited, and the lovely little choruses that you've sung. We assure you all that we've been blessed. We're glad to see each one that's here. We know that not all of the children from both of the meetings are present tonight. It's always a challenge to have everyone here on a night like this, but we're encouraged to see each one. I want to ask the congregation just to give the children all a wee round of applause, just to express our appreciation for all that you've done tonight. And we thank you for coming so faithfully to the meetings. Since last September, we want you to know that that's been a blessing to the whole church. We're very encouraged, and we're looking forward to you coming back again next year. There will be a holiday Bible club over the summer too that we'll make you aware of when the time comes. And there'll be one down in Killalea also at the end of June. So do remember those, and keep in mind all the truths that you've learnt, and remember our greatest desire is that all of you will be saved and come to know the Lord Jesus personally as your Saviour. We want to thank all of the leaders and the workers as well for your faithfulness. We know there's a lot of demands upon your time. As you take the meetings week by week, right through the winter time, not just in taking the meetings, but all the time in preparation and organising the meetings as well. On behalf of the church, we want tonight to take the opportunity to express our sincere appreciation to all of you for all that you do. Be assured that your labours is very much appreciated. We hope that your prayers will be answered, that you'll see the children saved and go on with the Lord. And we pray that you'll be blessed tonight as well, even through the programme and all that takes place, and hearing the children participate in the meetings. Just to welcome everyone, we thank you for your presence. We know that there's a number of visitors tonight, some of the family members and some of the friends of the children. We thank you for coming as well. We know that your presence will be an encouragement to the children. It always encourages them to see family members come along on a night like this. So we thank you sincerely for coming. We're glad to see each one. And it's good to have all of the children and the young people that are gathered in the service tonight. That's always a blessing to us, to have children with us in our meetings. And there are some folk that are watching the service as well tonight on the live broadcast or the live stream. We're glad that you've been able to join us as well. And we trust that you'll be blessed through the meeting in that manner. There is some supper tonight for everyone afterwards. So that's downstairs in the hall through the door here, just beside the pulpit and down the stairs. So we do encourage you all to stay. There's some nice boxes that have been prepared for the children. So when the time comes, we'll let you go down first. But we invite everybody to stay. We'd be glad of the opportunity just to have a little time to chat and fellowship together afterwards. And we thank the ladies sincerely for preparing the good things for the supper. Just quickly, the meetings and activities. Tomorrow morning at 10 is the parent and toddler group downstairs in the church hall. We take the opportunity to make that known to the visitors tonight. If there's any little ones of that age group that are in your family, encourage them to come along. Please make that known. So that's the parent and toddler group in the morning at 10. 7:30 tomorrow night is the meeting of the Kirk session in the minister's room. And also tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is the ladies' meeting. That'll be in the church hall, and that's a home meeting for our ladies. So I encourage you to come along to that service also. Tuesday night is the end of season outings for both the children's bride hour. So there's no meetings this coming Tuesday night. Meetings are over now for the season. So Tuesday night's your outing, and we encourage you all to come along and enjoy that. And you've been given the details of those outings. Wednesday, then at 8 is our midweek meeting for prayer and Bible study. I hope to be here to speak and to conduct that service myself. And we encourage a good turnout just at the midweek service. Friday night, the Youth Fellowship are travelling down to the Martyrs Church in Belfast for the first meeting of the annual Easter Convention. The focus on Friday night is on the Whitfield College of the Bible. And the speaker will be the Reverend Timothy Nelson, the principal. There'll be some others taking part, and messages and song as well. So the bus will be leaving the Mall on Friday night for the young people at 20 to 7 or 6:40. So please come in good time. Next Lord's Day, the 31st of March, Easter Sunday, 10:40 is the Sunday School and Bible classes. The service is at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. The Reverend Ray Kerskadden, missionary to Uganda, will be with us to report and speak at the morning meeting, and I'll be preaching myself at the evening service. So do remember the meetings. We encourage you to come, even if you're a visitor. We encourage you to return and to join with us. And there will be a half hour of prayer before both of those meetings. The Easter Convention meetings themselves continue over next weekend. There's the youth rally on Friday night at 8 that we've mentioned. Saturday night at 7:30 is the missionary rally. And Dr. John McKnight from Maryland in the United States will preach. And there'll be a number of missionary reports and videos that will be shown in the service as well. And then Monday night at 7 is the convention rally. Again, Dr. McKnight will speak. There's going to be a highlighting of some of the missionary work and aspect of the denominational ministry as well. We'll put the advert for those meetings up on Facebook. And if you can, we encourage you to go along and give your support to those meetings. Just remind the workers of the first aid training, that refresher course that's been arranged for the 20th and 27th of April from 9 in the morning. Please put your name on the list there in the porch as soon as possible. Our brother Glenn Hamilton from the Ballymena Church was here a couple of Wednesday nights ago for a deputation. And the offering taken that night or following the deputation now totals £808. So sincere thanks to all that have given so liberally to that missionary offering. And remember to take a copy of our brother's prayer card if you haven't been able to do that as yet. Just finally to mention that the latest edition of the Let the Bible Speak Quarterly is available at the doors as well. They're focusing on the life of Peter, so there's a number of messages or articles on the life of Peter through the magazine this time. So remember to take your copy or copies as you go from the service. The hymn 690, please. Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so we must shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. 690. We'll stand again as we sing, please. So boys and girls, mums and dads, adults as well, we're glad tonight to have as our special speaker at the Parents' Night, Mr. Robert McConnell. Robert comes from the Cumber Church down in County Down, and he's a children's evangelist. He works with our mission board here in Northern Ireland, and he's very busy at speaking at children's meetings, taking holiday Bible clubs, all those types of meetings, and speaks at a lot of school assemblies across the province as well. He was here in the month of February to do a deputation and reported on the work that he's engaged in. And we know that that was a blessing to the congregation, to those who were present for that meeting. His wife Sarah is also with him tonight. We'd like to welcome them both to the service. We're delighted to have them. So Robert has a special story for you that he's going to come and bring to you just now.
There we are, we're all ready. Lovely to be with you all tonight on this very special last night of your children's meeting season. And I have to say, along with all the congratulations already given to the boys and girls, that they have done really well tonight. And I noticed something about boys and girls when they take part in meetings like this. They're not one bit nervous. And they get that microphone, and they know how to put it on, and they know how to say everything, and it's great. But you know, whenever I was a little boy, I had to come to the front. I had to take part, and I was always very nervous. In fact, on one occasion, I had to learn a poem about David and Goliath, and there were only two verses, and I was so nervous that I got the verses back to front. And I had David cutting the head off Goliath with the sword before he hit him with the big stone, but nobody seemed to mind. But you guys were really good tonight. Now, we're only going to be a couple of minutes, and I just knew it. I just knew as soon as I came in, and as soon as I seen the program starting, and as soon as I heard about all the stories that you boys and girls have been learning over the last 6 months, and that's lots of stories, I just knew it. I thought to myself, what story will I tell? Maybe if I told a story that the boys and girls already knew, they might put their hand up and say, you missed a bit. You didn't tell that as well as our children's workers did. Or I've heard that just recently, and that would be no good at all. So tonight, boys and girls, and mums and dads, I want to bring you a story that I hope that you have never heard before. Now, it's a story from God's precious word, but it's a story that maybe you've never heard before. So if you boys and girls can give me plenty of foldy-foldy, can you do that? Foldy-foldy. Now, it's very hard for the boys to do this because they've got big, big muscles, but plenty of foldy-foldy and lots of listeny-listeny, but definitely no talky-talky. And then you'll be able to hear everything. And I can't wait to see what's in those big boxes later on. That sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? Okay, so I have a bag here, and I want to tell the boys and girls and the mums and dads a lovely Bible story tonight. And it's a story about four men and four trees. Now, you might already know this Bible story. That's okay. But I want to tell you the Bible story about four men and four trees. Now, what I have done tonight to help us to remember this story, because I don't want you to ever forget it, I have brought tonight in my bag. Now, I couldn't get a whole tree in, and I couldn't get half a tree in, and I couldn't get even... I'll tell you what I was able to get in. I was able to get in a little bit of a tree, the top of the tree. And so tonight, we're going to talk about four men and four trees. This man's not sleeping, that's good. Four trees. Okay. Now, to help you understand what we're going to say and to help you to remember everything, these four men, I'm going to describe them. And I'm only going to use one word for every man. I don't want you to get them mixed up, you see. I want you to remember which one is which. It's very important. And I'm only going to use the first letter in the alphabet to describe each one of these men. And maybe later on, when you're looking in that big box down there, I could come up and you could tell me exactly which one is which. Now, boys and girls, the very first of these four men, you will read about him at the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis. And you will read there, boys and girls, about a man called Adam, and he was hiding behind a tree. Peek-a-boo. He was hiding behind the tree. And boys and girls, he was doing that for a very particular reason. You see, boys and girls, Adam and Eve had been created by God, and they were created perfect, and they worshiped and they lived for God. But sadly, they sinned against God. They disobeyed, and everything changed forever. And each evening in the cool of the night, that God would come and he would commune with Adam and Eve. But everything had suddenly changed. Because as God came to commune with Adam and Eve were hiding behind a tree. And they were doing that because of this word, boys and girls. They were both ashamed. They were ashamed. They were hiding from God, and they didn't want to be accountable for their actions. And there they were, lurking away in the darkness. Of course, God's word is true. It says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And here we have Adam and Eve, and they're hiding away behind the tree. And as God comes to them, no doubt he does so with a tenderness, knowing that they had done wrong, knowing that they had disobeyed, knowing that they had sinned, and no doubt he was giving them opportunity to repent, to confess, to put things right. And as God questioned them, it suddenly turned all very sour, because Adam began to, he even blamed God. And then he began to blame Eve. And then whenever Eve was questioned about the sin, she began to blame the serpent. And everybody was blaming everybody else, and nobody was taking account of their own wrongdoing. And so they were hiding away because they were ashamed. And boys and girls, mums and dads, nothing at all has changed, because I would know that perhaps out in the playground in school, maybe you're playing nicely with all your friends, and then suddenly something happens. And something's said, or something's done, or somebody's pushed, and then there's tears, and then there's the famous words, I'm telling the teacher. And you will run away and hide. And you don't want to be held accountable because you're ashamed of what you've done wrong. And you'll hide away and you'll not want to face the consequences. And this is what happened to Adam. What a sad situation. Let's move on very quickly to the next man. Boys and girls, the next man I want to tell you about, you read about him in the New Testament. Now, you might not know very much about this man. He was one of the 12 disciples. His name was Nathanael. And when you read about Nathanael, boys and girls, and mums and dads, he wasn't hiding behind a tree. He was sitting under a tree. He was relaxing. He was taking it easy. The sun must have been hot, and there he was under the tree, getting a bit of shade, and he was waiting. He was waiting on his pal, Philip. Now, Nathanael and Philip were two very godly young men. Not only did they attend the synagogue, not only did they attend God's house, but they listened intently, especially when the scriptures were being read, especially those wonderful promises that God was making about someday sending a Savior, a Messiah. And as Nathanael was sitting under the tree, relaxing and waiting on his pal Philip, Philip came running all out of breath. And Philip said to Nathanael, get up from under the tree. Because you know what? Do you remember we heard all about God sending Messiah? Well, he has come. I have seen him today. Get up, Nathanael, and we'll go and we'll visit him. We'll go and see together. And boys and girls, Nathanael and his friend Philip went to see the Savior. And when Nathanael came to where the Savior was, the Lord Jesus said to Nathanael, I saw you sitting under the
tree.
Under the tree. Yes. And then, even more, God said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. And we'll come to that in a minute. And you know, boys and girls, the word that we can associate with Nathanael is this. He was astonished. He was astonished. Here he was coming with his friend Philip, and the Lord Jesus was able to say to him, I saw you sitting under the tree. And even more than that, the Lord Jesus was able to look right into his heart and right into his life and say, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. That means no intent of wickedness, no badness. You see, Nathanael loved the Lord. Nathanael tried to live for the Lord. Nathanael was trusting in the Lord. And his heart had been changed. And the Savior knew all about it. And I wonder tonight, if the Lord was to be here, right before you, and of course, we trust that he is in his presence. And if he was to look right into your heart, and your heart, and your heart, and your heart, what would he see? I know what he would see. He would see it all. That's what he would see. And oh, tonight, that as he looks into your heart, he would see a heart that's been washed and cleansed and the sin has been removed. Nathanael, boys and girls, he was astonished. Let's move on very quickly to the third man because time's against us. Now, the third man, boys and girls, he wasn't hiding behind a tree. He wasn't sitting underneath a tree. The third man, you read about him in the book of Luke. And when you read about him, you'll find out that he was up the tree. At the top, look at that. He was up the tree. There he is. Do you see him there? There he is, up the tree. Now this man, boys and girls, his name was Zacchaeus. Now if he lived where you live, if he lived near where your house is, your mommy and daddy, they would say to you, keep away from that man. That man is full of craftiness. That man is a cheat. That man is a liar. That man is up to no good. You keep away from him. And they would be right. You see, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Now, there's nothing so much wrong with that. But the way he went about his business was all wrong. He took more of people than he should have, especially the poor. You know, boys and girls, very often in school, mums and dads, they will collect and they'll do charity walks and they'll bring in money to help the poor. Isn't that right? In school, to do your best. But not this man. He took from the poor, the very ones in the greatest of need. He played on the fact that maybe they couldn't count very quickly, or they maybe didn't have much schooling. And behind him would be big Roman soldiers threatening, if you didn't pay up, you'd be put in the jail. And so he took more than he should. And everybody hated him. Everybody despised him. Nobody liked him. But one day, he heard one day that the Lord Jesus Christ was coming into his city, the city of Jericho. And he was busy that day in the shop, and he was gathering in the money. But when he heard that the Lord Jesus was coming, he got everybody out of the shop. Get out, get out! And he got everything locked up and then the money in the safe. And he went out to the street to see the Lord Jesus. Too late. He was too late. You see, there was a big crowd already there. And he was stuck at the back. And because he wasn't very tall, he couldn't see anything. Couldn't see a thing. And he was missing it all. And then an idea came into his head. And there was a sycamore tree. And before you knew it, there he was up the tree. And he could see everything. And from the top of the tree, he could see the crowd coming down the street. He could see the Savior. Are you sitting up, girls? Will you hear what happens next? Oh, where's the foley? Did you forget all about it? Here's what happened next. The Lord Jesus stopped at the tree. And he looked up into the tree. And he said to Zacchaeus, make haste. That means, hurry up. I'm sure you heard that many a time in the morning in school. Hurry up, would you hurry up? Get your shoes on you. Hurry up, get your breakfast finished. Hurry up. And the Lord Jesus said to Zacchaeus, make haste. Hurry up and come down. For today I must abide at thine house. Now, boys and girls, Zacchaeus could have said, no, I'm okay. I'm up here at the tree. I'm fine where I'm at. No. Boys and girls, mums and dads, he did something that perhaps you have never done. Boys and girls, he did something that perhaps you have never done. The Lord Jesus called him to come, and he obeyed immediately. Oh, maybe you've been in the children's meeting for weeks and weeks and weeks, and in Sunday school, and in church services, and at different meetings, and you've heard God calling, and he's calling you to come, to trust in him, and you haven't bothered. You've put him off. Not Zacchaeus. He came down the first time he heard. What a testimony. And what a change in his life. Because the word we have for this man, it's not ashamed. It's not astonished. Boys and girls, he was accepted. He was accepted just as he was. The Lord Jesus knew all about his behavior, but the Lord Jesus was willing to forgive him and to save him from his sin. What a wonderful thing to happen. And no matter how bad you have been, the good news is this tonight. If you come to the Savior, he'll not turn you away. He will accept you just as you are. He wants you to come just as you are. He doesn't say to you, now if you clean things up a wee bit, and if you improve the language, and if you improve your behavior in business, and if you behave a bit better than school, then you can come. No. He just says, you come now just as you are, and I'll save you. Will you do that? Yes, said Zacchaeus. I'm coming now. And he came straight away. What a difference. What a change. Now we're nearly done. We're coming to the fourth man. Now, boys and girls, if you forgot about everything else, don't forget about this one. This is the most important one. You see, we have a man who hid behind a tree. There was a man who was sitting under the tree. There was a man who was up the tree. But the fourth man is the most important. He's the God man. It's the Lord Jesus we want to talk about. And boys and girls and mums and dads, when you open your Bible and when you read carefully, you will read that he was upon a tree. Upon a tree. Now, what we're talking about here now, boys and girls, is Calvary, is the cross where the Lord Jesus died. You see, that big cross, it was made out of wood. And sometimes the Bible will describe the cross as the tree because both are made out of wood. The cross was upright out of the ground, just the way a tree would sit upright out of the ground. Again, you can call it the tree of Calvary, the cross of Calvary. It's all the same thing. And the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus was upon the cross, upon the tree of Calvary. And he was there for a reason. He suffered, he bled, he died, he took all kinds of punishment for this big word. Now, boys and girls, this is a really big word. And I know you're maybe all off school next week, but if you can remember this word, and the next time you get back to school and you're doing your English, just you put this word down on the page and you'll get 10 out of 10, no matter what else you write, because this is some word. The Lord Jesus, boys and girls, he was upon the cross, upon the tree, to make atonement for you and for me. That's a big word. Now, that doesn't help us understand. And I'm not very keen in big words because you use too much ink out of my pen. There's a chance of spelling it wrong and pronouncing it wrong. So we'll change it. Are you ready for this? Let's change it. The Lord Jesus was upon the tree of Calvary, suffered and he bled and he died to atone. But that still doesn't explain it. Well, we know what it is to be ashamed. We know what it is to be astonished. We know what it is to be accepted. But what's this all about? Well, boys and girls, we're going to change it one last time. And I'm sorry to the people who got the cheap seats at the back. You might not be able to see this. But boys and girls, look very carefully. And I don't even want you to blink. Don't turn around. Don't look at anybody else. I want you to open your eyes really wide. You can even do that with your fingers if you want to. I don't want you to miss this. This is very important. Never want you to forget this. I'm going to change this round. And I'm going to change it to something completely different, but it's going to be exactly the same. Are you ready for that? The Lord Jesus suffered and bled and died alone on the tree of Calvary so that you and me, all of us, can be at one with God. You see, as you are tonight in your sin, you are not at one with God. You are the enemy of God. You are unholy and he is holy. You are sinful and he is spotless. There's a barrier between you and God tonight. You are not at one with him. But the Lord Jesus, he died. He suffered. He bled. He took your place. He took your punishment so that you could be at one with God. You could be at peace with God. You could be forgiven. If only you but come and trust in him. That's what atone means. At one. I wonder tonight, can I ask a question? Are you at one with God? Are you at peace with God? Can you close your eyes tonight if you're spared that long and know your sins forgiven? Know you'll never be lost. Know you'll never be in that awful place called hell. Know that you're heaven bound. For that's the blessing for those who have trusted in the Savior. Boys and girls, you don't need tonight to be like Adam. You don't need to be ashamed. You can be forgiven. You don't even need to be astonished because you should know in your heart that God knows all about you. And you should rejoice tonight that you can be accepted because the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died so that you and I can be at one with God. Oh, tonight, will you come? Will you be wise? Will you trust in him? Have you not done it? Why have you not done it? What is so important that you've put it ahead of these eternal issues? Don't be fooled by the devil. Don't you delay any longer. You come now. Have peace with God. Be at one with him because of what the Savior has done for you. Listen, we're nothings and nobodies, but if we can be of any help to you, if we can make these things clearer to you, do speak to us. And we trust that you'll come even tonight. I'm going to hand back over to your minister. And I want to thank the boys and girls for sitting so well tonight and behaving for us. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Yes.
So, boys and girls, we're very thankful to Uncle Robert for speaking to us tonight. And we've really enjoyed the story. And the microphone's tied up on his tie.
Yes, that's good.
There we are. So, we're very thankful to him for coming tonight. He has been a great blessing to us. The message he has brought has been very clear, and God has spoken to our hearts. And we emphasize to you the importance of what he stressed through the message, that you need to come and have your sins forgiven. Come and ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. So you remember Uncle Robert and his ministry and all that he's doing among the boys and girls. When you're saying your prayers, you ask the Lord to bless his labors and bless the messages that he brings to the children. And that was a very appropriate story for County Armagh, because if there's one county in Northern Ireland that's known for its trees, it's County Armagh, all the apple trees. So every time you see a tree, we want you to remember the story tonight, the four trees and the four men in the Bible that are associated with those trees. Now, just before we close the meeting, we have some prizes to give out. We're going to give out the attendance prizes, first of all. That's a wee token from the church, a wee gift for you, just to acknowledge your attendance, to encourage you for coming so faithfully to the meetings right throughout the year. So we'll give those out first, and then there's some special prizes to give out at the end. So maybe we'll ask the Armagh folk to come. We'll give out the special or the general prizes, all the prizes, and we'll keep these others just to the end. We'll get Killaloe to give out their attendance prizes first. We'll ask Uncle Robert if he'll give these out. We'll call out the names. And then if you would give them out to the boys and girls as they come forward. So, Bethany Hatrick, Joanna Hatrick, Drew Spence, Isaac Wright Mulligan, Darcy Gillow, Tom Livingstone, Peyton Frizzell, Maverick Frizzell, Olivia Irwin, Charlotte Irwin, Sophia Irwin, Ilana Faulkner, Louisa Woods, Alana Woods, Seth Wright Mulligan, and Rhea Ivanova. No. Okay. Thank you. So Karen. So these are the Killaloe attendance prizes. Evie Anderson, Joyce Anderson, Nathan McAree, Lydia Macari. Isaac Gardner. Gracia Gardner. Martha Gardner. Ella Haffey. William Yurt. Charlotte Robinson.
She was coming there. She was, yeah. Lenny's coming as well. Her wee sister, her bigger sister.
Okay. That's all right. Yes. There's Lydia Robinson as well. Okay. Scott Spears. Jamie Spears. And Charlie Spears. Good. It's great to see you all tonight. And again, we really appreciate your attendance through the year. So who's going to do the church special prizes? Is it yourself? So, build up of suspense now. Do you want to give the rundown, Rhonda?
I can do, yeah.
Say what this is for. Go ahead.
Throughout the year, we have been collecting points for our much-beloved tuck shop. Everyone has been getting points for coming, for a memory verse, for bringing a friend, for good behaviour. But they're always good, I might add. But the people who got the most points got cups tonight, okay? So the senior prize winner is Bethany. Or sorry, it's not Bethany, it's Joanna for that one. And this is Bethany. And that's it. So the senior runner-up is Bethany. And junior runner-up is Alana Woods. And the Endeavour Award is Tom Livingston.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Job for me. This is Endeavour Shield.
Okay.
Josh Anderson.
That's great. So these are the special prizes then for Killaloe, covering the same areas again that were outlined just a moment or two ago. So this is the Endeavour Award, and this year it goes to Josh Anderson.
Runner-up, and that's Lydia
McGree. Okay. So the runner-up for 23-24 is Lydia Macari.
Joint first is Gracia and Martha Gardner.
What do you call this one?
This is our, first, but it's joint between Gracia and Martha.
Okay.
All right.
So we have joint winners. So this is the Killaloe Children's Bright Hour competition winner. Joint winners, two sisters, Gracia and Martha Gardner. So if you want to come up and collect the cup together, and you'll share it nicely during the year. 6 months in one room and 6 months in the other. So a wee round of applause again to everybody for doing so well. We trust you're all encouraged. It's nice to have so many of you present with us tonight. And we pray the Lord will bless every home and family that's represented. We're going to sing a couple of verses of a hymn just as we finish. It's a little invitation hymn, in keeping with the story that Uncle Robert brought a little earlier. If I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. So we'll just sing the first two verses. We'll stand to sing, and then we'll have a short prayer to close, and we'll give thanks for the supper, and we'll pronounce the benediction. So we'll stand to sing, please. So we'll just bow together in prayer. We thank you, Father, for this meeting, for each one that is present, the blessing that the boys and girls have been to us tonight. We thank you for help given to our brother as he has spoken. We thank you, Father, for speaking to us about Christ, our Saviour. We thank you for setting forth his great love, that he died in our place for our sins on Calvary's cross. It is our prayer, Father, our earnest cry, that all of these children and all their parents, family members and friends too, will come to know Jesus Christ as their Saviour. We commit them into your keeping. We pray that you'll take each one home in safety. We thank you for the opportunity to fellowship together a little further. Thank you for our ladies, their hospitality, the good things that have been provided. We thank you for all your provision. Bless the food to our needs. Help us, Father, as we speak together, make us a blessing the one to the other. And then we ask that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit the Comforter will be our abiding experience. We pray these things tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.